It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have an update this morning on two of the highest-profile efforts to help the economy. In a moment, lawmakers face pressure to offer additional breaks to car buyers.
We begin with the effort to give a break to homeowners. Today, the Treasury Department offers its first monthly report card on banks and mortgage companies. It tracks how they're doing in their efforts to prevent foreclosures. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Foreclosures result in huge losses for banks and other investors. It's a big problem for the economy. And here's the thing. Many economists say that a lot of these foreclosures do not need to happen. If the lender lowers the interest rate in the payments and the homeowner can afford to keep the home, everybody wins. So the goal of the report card is to rank which banks are doing a good job at that, doing a lot of so-called loan modifications, and which are not.
Some major players who have done effectively 0% of their loans.
That's Michael Barr, the Treasury Department's Assistant Secretary for Financial Institutions. He spoke with NPR last night. He's found wide variation among lenders as far as how well they're implementing the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention plan. Those big banks and mortgage firms that manage home loans are referred to as mortgage servicers.
There are some servicers who are able to ramp up quite quickly, get their training in place, and execute on the program. And that suggests that those who have not yet done so, that there's very little reason for them to not have performed better.
Wells Fargo and Bank of America did not score so well. Each modified less than 7% of their delinquent loans under the Obama plan, whereas Chase and GMAC appear to be doing better, modifying around 20%. Tom Kelly is a spokesman for JPMorgan Chase.
At Chase, we've made a lot of progress in helping people who are struggling with their mortgages. We still have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of borrowers who are struggling, and we're working through that process right now.
Bank of America and Wells Fargo have consistently said that they are hiring more loan counselors and working hard to keep a lot of people in their homes. Many people who follow the mortgage industry think that this report card is a good idea.
I think so, because I think it's the only way it's going to really answer the question, are mortgage servicers doing enough?
That's Guy Sakala, who publishes Inside Mortgage Finance, which tracks the industry. He says it's been very hard for people like him, or for reporters, or even for government officials to know exactly what's going on with foreclosure prevention.
You know, on one hand, the message from the mortgage industry is we're doing tons of loan modifications, we're doing as many as possible, don't hassle us. And, you know, the response on the other side, they're hearing from borrowers that, hey, we can't even get the servicers to answer the phone, much less give us a loan modification.
Meanwhile, the number of foreclosures keeps rising. Sakala thinks the added scrutiny of the report card will probably get some servicers to do more, but he says,
the big issue is that going to really put a dent in the number of foreclosures we see down the pike?
Mike Calhoun is the president of the Center for Responsible Lending, which studies the ongoing mortgage crisis. He says the Obama administration's plan to prevent foreclosures is the best attempt by the government so far to address the problem. The administration says it should reach 500,000 borrowers by November. But Calhoun says,
even with these modification efforts, we will see record numbers of foreclosures this year. Somewhere 2.5 to 3 million foreclosures will likely occur.
Assistant Treasury Secretary Michael Barr says eventually the Obama loan modification program could help a lot more people.
I think that we can do better. We need to try and reach as many as 3 to 4 million homeowners as quickly as we can.
Guy Sakala says clearly you can't keep everybody in their homes, but he thinks ultimately the industry still needs to throw a lot more resources and people into solving the problem. Chris Arnold, NPR News.